Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله رب العالمين We thank our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal. In tonight's program, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we have a very important discussion, dear viewers, because we all need to get geared for the month of Ramadan al-Kareem. الحمد لله رب العالمين because we are standing just a doorstep away from Ramadan al-Kareem. Subhanallah. Jiha, a guest is coming, dear viewers. Not an ordinary guest, but a guest that washes our gunas and sins. A guest that rebuilds broken souls and spirits. Subhanallah. A guest and mehman that turns ordinary believers into people of paradise and Jannah.
Subhanallah.
Jiha, dear viewers. Many people wished to meet with Ramadan al-Kareem, but part of destiny and the reality is that every soul will take the taste of death. And they have not met with the month of Ramadan. We continue to make this dua. Allahumma barik lana fi sha'aban wa balighna Ramadan. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So today, dear viewers of Madinah channel, we need to ask ourselves one question. Kya hum tayyar hai? Are we ready? Or are we just waiting for the month of Ramadan to commence and start? Because Ramadan is not about hunger. It's not about thirst. It is about rebirth. Jihan. It is about resetting who we are. It is about turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before we return to Allah azza wa jalla permanently. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as per many ahadith, increased fasting in Sha'ban more than any other month. Subhanallah. More than any other month. As per the hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is the month people usually would neglect. And it is a month in which deeds are raised to the Lord, to our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, I like that my deeds are raised whilst I am fasting. Subhanallah. Meaning right now, our deeds are being lifted, dear viewers. Our files are being reviewed in the month of Sha'ban. And our intentions are being weighed as well. So tonight's program is not information. Rather, it is transformation. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. We had our beloved Mulana Ziyad Madani Hafidhahullah, who is a very good scholar, mashallah, a teacher and a servant of the deen. Let's turn to Mulana Sahib with the opening greeting of Islam and let's get into a discussion, inshallah, azza wa jalla. It's not going to be long, dear viewers, but let's make some niyyah and some good intentions that after this program, we shall find some change and revolution in our lives, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How is our Mulana Sahib doing today?
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin, by Allah's mercy and word.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Mulana Sahib is also a teacher in the Jami'ah, being the principal of Jamiatul Madina of Da'awat Islami. Alhamdulillah. How are the teaching that the students coping before the month of Ramadan, in the month of Sha'ban, ya Sayyid?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Overall, I think they are coping well. So we are going to welcome the month of Ramadan.
Ramadan is a life changer. The question is, ya Sayyid, the people do enter into the month of Ramadan.
Right.
Yet Ramadan is such an auspicious month. But why do people do not change?
That's a very good question. People enter the month of Ramadan, which is a month of change. It's a month that's supposed to bring us to change in our lives. But unfortunately, not everyone does change. I think people often think that Ramadan Sharif is the month where all of the preparation starts, that we want to prepare when we at the month of Ramadan, for the month of Ramadan. Whilst actually Ramadan is that boost for us. The preparation is supposed to start at least from the month of Rajab, through the month of Sha'ban, and into the month of Ramadan. And if someone is consistent on this, then it would be sufficient to actually change that person instead of just waiting for the month of Ramadan to start before we develop the mindset for us to change. People have intentions and they start Ramadan. MashaAllah, many people also start Ramadan very well. And this is excellent. We get a good start into Ramadan that we want to perform our salah, we want to perform Salatul Taraweeh, we focus upon our fast, we focus upon the tilawah of the Holy Quran. But as the month of Ramadan continues, people tend to slowly lose focus. And they start strong and tend to end weak.
Yeah.
So by the time they reach in the last 10 days of Ramadan, they require more motivation to come back into the spirit that they started the month of Ramadan.
Right.
So we need to start the Ramadan Sharif well and ensure that we continue through the entire month of Ramadan with that same strength. And that is going to happen when before Ramadan, we prep ourselves. So that's one of the focuses of today's program, that how do we prep ourselves before Ramadan? I know it's late. Rajab was the time to start the prep. Sha'ban was the time to continue the prep. And then you reach the month of Ramadan. But alhamdulillah, we still do have some days before the month of Ramadan. So whatever final preps we can do in these days to welcome the month of Ramadan with the full spirit of Ramadan, enjoying the month of Ramadan and wanting to do ibadat in the month of Ramadan.
Great.
It's our chance now. These last few days of warming ourselves up, let's warm ourselves up, get our engines running, get the pistons working, and enter the month of Ramadan full of jazba, full of force, full of enthusiasm to perform ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I like how you said that, Ya Sayyidi. So Ramadan is the month in which people can change, and it has changed thousands of people, dear viewers. Mm. Many people became namazi. Many people became more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of worshipping Allah azza wa jalla, attaining more mercy from Allah azza wa jalla. Due to the month of Ramadan, it's a carrier. It will take you from sins to becoming a purified person. But if you did not prepare for the month of Ramadan and Kareem, what a great loss this is.
Mm.
How is it possible that we found the month of forgiveness but yet were not forgiven?
Allah.
How is it possible, Ya Sayyidi, that a person enters the month in which a person is freed from the hellfire but he has got no freedom from the hellfire? So these are the days of mercy, the days of salvation, the days of forgiveness. We know there are 30 days in the month of Ramadan, subhanAllah. And each 10 days, set of 10 days, have specific hadith related to them, subhanAllah. So we should work towards that. So basically, Ya Sayyidi said that if Sha'ban was heavy, if Sha'ban was lazy actually, then Ramadan will be heavier.
Mm.
If we did not come into the practice in the month of Sha'ban al-Muhazzam, then how do we do justice in the month of Ramadan?
You know, Munasab, in every business,
mm.
you tend to have a peak season.
Yeah.
Various businesses, they have right. peak season. Sometimes it's centered around the holiday season for certain right. businesses. And for other businesses, it might be centered around right. different times right. or different months. But you find that when the peak season is approaching, the wise businessmen, they start to prepare themselves before the peak season arrives.
I agree.
Why? Because that's a season in which we can double, triple, quadruple our profits.
Right, right.
So I need to ensure that I have enough stock in my shop. I need to ensure that I'm well rested to be able to function. I need to ensure that I have sufficient staff. I need to ensure so many things. Every businessman, he knows how his business functions and he prepares himself well before the peak season. So when he gets to his peak season, that's the time he exerts himself. That's not time to rest. That's time to work hard. Resting comes after. First, we need to work hard in peak season so that we can accumulate maximum profits. For us, Muslims, that time of the year that's our peak season is the month of Ramadan.
Mm.
It's the time when our profits are multiplied, meaning our good deeds are multiplied. Every good deed we do, Allah Azza wa Jalla multiplies it. The nawafil, the acts of worship that are optional. In the month of Ramadan, we receive the reward of a farad, of an obligatory act of worship for the same nafil act.
Mm.
And if one performs a farad act in the month of Ramadan, the thawab, the rewards of that is multiplied 70-fold. Businesses earn twice, thrice, four times, five times their profits.
Mm.
We are earning 70 plus times our profits. So this is our peak season.
Sure.
As a business person prepares in advance before his peak season in order to ensure that his peak season is most profitable, so too, we have to prepare before the month of Ramadan for we want maximum profits and maximum
wealth. Wow, subhanAllah. May Allah Kareem make it possible, Ya Sayyidi, that we do justice in the month of Ramadan al-Kareem. Chalo, I'm sure, Ya Sayyidi, when this is the peak season for a Muslim, there are some prerequisites a person should look into, right? So, can Mawlana Sahib guide us all into how, I mean, what good intentions, how do we clean our niyyah, our intentions prior to the month of Ramadan?
SubhanAllah. See, this is part of the preparation for the month of Ramadan. That now we are at the doorstep of Ramadan Sharif. And before we get into Ramadan Sharif, in order to make the best of this month, in order to earn forgiveness in this month, what can we do before the month of Ramadan to prepare ourselves? So firstly, we can bring our lives in front of us. That what is it that we did? And bring our sins in front of us. Mm. Consider what is the wrong that I have done that I need to do tawbah for. Mm. And start the tawbah from now. Start the tawbah, start the repentance in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla from now. Tawbah is to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to turn to our Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg of His forgiveness so that we can enter the month of Ramadan clean and forgiven. And continue that tawbah through the month of Ramadan. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, if one is sincere in his tawbah before and during the month of Ramadan, we have strong hope that during that month of mercy, Allah Azza wa Jalla will forgive us. So try to turn to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now when we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, isn't it important for us that if anyone has wronged us, we forgive them too? Because we are going to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from now already. We're going to turn to Allah Azza wa Jalla and beg of Allah Azza wa Jalla's forgiveness. And there are servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muslims out there, that might have wronged us in some way, might have done something bad towards us. We might have that feeling in our heart, that heaviness in our heart, that so and so has wronged me. This is the time for us to forgive them. It's the time for us to set ourselves free, that we don't feel that heaviness of a grudge against them, that we don't feel that burden that I have a hatred towards a person. Forgive people. Let it go and turn to Allah Azza wa Jalla and say, Allah Azza wa Jalla, what was in my power I have done, whatever wrong they've done to me, I have forgiven them, O Allah. As I have forgiven your servants, now I turn to you, Allah. Wallah, please forgive this servant as well. Please forgive me as well. And inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we have strong hope that Allah Azza wa Jalla will forgive you.
This is what we need to do, dear viewers of Madinah channel. Let's focus. There are so much of corruption and there's so much of wrong that happens within families. We have grudges that are years old. Perhaps we are carrying this malice from last Ramadan to this Ramadan. Oh, that one never called me for iftar. That one never did this. That one never sent that. Don't hope and don't have expectations from people. You do what's in your capacity for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And trust me, you will see a major difference, leave alone in your taqwa and piety, even in your health. You will feel much more healthier from your mind.
Yes.
Because it's all here in the heart. Whatever is in the heart shows up on the face, Yasayyidi.
SubhanAllah. This is a way of us entering Ramadan Sharif light.
Ji.
Entering Ramadan Sharif light, not heavy with these burdens upon our shoulders. And we think, what burdens? The burden of hating other Muslims, the burdens of jealousy, the burdens of malice, the burdens of ill feelings and grudges towards people. All of these things are burdensome. They're heavy upon the heart, they're heavy upon the shoulders. Before the month of Ramadan, we need to get rid of these burdens.
Right, agreed.
I don't want this hatred. I don't want this jealousy. It's time to enter Ramadan Sharif with a clean heart, with a pure heart. That I'm not just going to starve my stomach. I'm not just going to not eat and not drink. No. I'm going to starve my nafs as well. I'm going to ensure that my nafs my base self doesn't get the better of me of having hatred against people and jealousy and feeling pride, etc. These are qualities we need to shed them off ourselves and enter the month of Ramadan as light as a bird.
MashaAllah, SubhanAllah. So Sayyidi, with this now, because we mentioned prerequisites, right?
Right.
It's a very special guest, very special mihman.
SubhanAllah.
We want to give it our best shot. So like we have a list that we prepared, dear viewers, for shopping, for going abroad, you're going on a holiday, you have a list that you're going to make because you want to make the best of it, you don't want to forget anything. So since you want to welcome this month, which is only going to come for a month, and thereafter is going to leave. Mawlana Sahib mentioned about having a checklist, SubhanAllah. We're going to make a tawbah list, Ya Sayyidi, as to what we have to do in order to welcome the month of Ramadan. You also mentioned that we need to forgive people before the month of Ramadan appears, right? Any other nasiha with that, Ya Sayyidi? After we forgive people, inshallah, what else can we do as a checklist? Because we need to recheck our intentions.
Most definitely, indeed. We can do many things and we can plan our intentions for the month of Ramadan. So planning intentions, what can we surround our intentions, what can we surround our intentions with, or what can we turn our intentions towards? We can turn our intentions towards, number one, our priority as Muslims, our salah. That I'm going to ensure that inshallah azza wa jal, I'll plan my days such that my five salah are performed with jama'ah. I'll plan my days such that I have time set aside for the recitation of Quran. That this is my time. Example, if I have an hour, maybe between Fajr and sunrise, someone might say that's my time. Someone could say Asr to Maghrib, I'll spend in the masjid. So these are opportunities that you can take if you're going to plan yourself well enough. And if we plan ourselves well enough, with time for recitation of Quran, for salah, time for recitation of salawat, time for sadaqat, that every day I'm going to give this much of sadaqah. Rasulullah ﷺ is most definitely extremely generous. But in the month of Ramadan, his blessed generosity would overflow even more. The Sahaba Ikram saw his generosity in other parts of the year. So SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal, Isa's blessed generosity is described like a strong, powerful, fast wind that just takes everything in its path in the month of Ramadan.
And he is generous throughout the year, but Ramadan comes to increase that power, right?
Absolutely. Rasulullah is generous throughout the year. And in Ramadan Sharif, it would shine even more. His blessed generosity would shine.
So despite the hunger, despite the thirst and the heat of Arab at that time as well.
SubhanAllah.
So we're sitting in aircons today, we're sitting in comfort zones, Ya Sayyidi, and we can just shun a person from the door.
You know, actually speaking, SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal, if we look at this blessed month of Ramadan that's about to arrive, you'll see that it's a month in which the generosity of the Ummah actually increases. Wow. It's amazing.
Wow.
The generosity of the Ummah increases. And you think that, you know, when people have more and their bellies are full, that's the time they can actually think, I had enough, let me give to others as well. But when our bellies are full and we are very satiated, unfortunately, that's the point at which we actually think less about people. In the month of Ramadan, when the bellies are hungry and the throats are parched, the mouths are dry, at that point, we realize what the poor and hungry are going through. And therefore you find people's hearts are opened and their pockets overflow unto others in the blessed month of Ramadan. You find many Muslims taking out their zakah in the month of Ramadan. And subhanAllah, we know of and we see Muslims that their lillah exceeds their zakah in the month of Ramadan. That they give so much in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. They feed the hungry, they clothe the poor, they ensure that people have shelters. They do so much in this blessed month of Ramadan, ensuring masajid are run well, ensuring madaris are run well, ensuring jami'at are run well, the work of deen is continuing. So much, mashallah, people step up and do when the bellies are hungry in the month of Ramadan. And really, we have to say hats off to the Ummah. You know, hats off is just an idiom or a statement. It doesn't mean we literally have to remove our hats, but really salute to the Ummah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That the Ummah opens their hearts in the month of Ramadan. May Allah bless the Ummah. May Allah bless you all abundantly. May Allah increase our generosity. And remember, generosity never made anyone poor. Generosity never made anyone poor. Generosity only increases your sustenance. The more you give in the path of Allah, the more Allah gives you.
SubhanAllah. And I would just add before we go to the next part, right?
Right.
Being generous doesn't only literally mean by giving wealth.
Yes.
Ramadan is that in which a person's sabr and patience is tested, dear viewers. Jihan. See, generous with your smile, because usually in hunger you can't smile. So become generous with your smile. Share your smile. It's very contagious, Yasir. Smiled now, it made me smile too. It's very contagious, right? So when you smile, you make the next person happy. In hunger, they say a hungry man is an angry man. Control your anger in the month of Ramadan. This is the checklist you also need to look at. Because
why?
All these are the prerequisites before this mehman comes. Mm-hmm. You were angry out of Ramadan. In Ramadan, try to control your temper. Control your anger. Control your emotions. Those things that used to get you upset out of Ramadan, in Ramadan, you need to have full control over that, especially your desires, your nafs, because these things will test you. Imagine you completed one juz of the Quran in the masjid, but here you go home and you are venting at your family. You are shouting at them. You are swearing and shouting above your voice just before iftar. So many people's iman and rozas are tested just before the person can open his fast.
You know, Mulayam Sahib, I want to actually share something. I'm so sorry for cutting you off, but if you know that the moments before iftar are extremely challenging and difficult for me, people are used to eating the entire day. Normally throughout the year, people are eating. So when you're not eating, when you are going through hunger, you're going through thirst, you know that Asr to Maghrib example is very challenging for me. So observe your ibadat, the recitation of the Quran, etc. in that time, instead of wasting it on useless activities. If you know it's challenging for you, so why are you spending it out on the road? Why are you spending it with everyone else? Why not spend that time in the masjid for menfolk? Why not spend that time in reciting Quran? Why not spend that time in dhikr? Islamic sisters, prepare iftar a little bit earlier in such a way that your time of asr to maghrib can be used in performing ibadat. And husbands out there, children out there, please consider this. It's of utmost importance. As we want to perform ibadat, our mothers, our wives, our sisters. Ramadan is also a month for them to perform ibadah.
Agreed.
So why should we make it such that we are insistent that we want food hot on time, we want this done and that done, that they need to spend their asr to maghrib in preparation of food whilst we spend hours in ibadah? This is not even fair.
So if you look at the biggest mistakes people do make before the month of Ramadan, right? This is another question we may ask ourselves, right? What are some of the biggest mistakes people do make before the month of Ramadan? So we can say that we plan our food, but we don't plan our ibadah.
Absolutely. Actually, the preparation of food, I feel like food preparation starts from Bajr. And ibadah preparation starts from the moon of Ramadan. This is so sad. It's supposed to be. It's supposed to be that ibadah preparation starts early. And when this food preparation has started, we plan Rajab, Sha'ban, and then we get to Ramadan with the preparation of food for the month of Ramadan. Then again, in the month of Ramadan, like I mentioned just now, the Asr to Maghrib goes in preparation of food. These are mistakes that we make in our preparation for the month of Ramadan and during the month of Ramadan as well. It's a month of ibadah. We are supposed to have planned our ibadat for the month of Ramadan, give our time to ibadat, and allow our family members to do the same. Then prep yourself for ibadah. Do some ibadah. In fact, if we are home and we see that our spouses, our mothers, our sisters are busy in food preparation and completely, you know, indulged in that in their times before iftar, when du'as are answered, we need to be there to say, why are we doing this? You can do a little, but this is time that you should spend in du'a, make du'a for the family. This is time you should recite the Holy Quran. Do these things instead. Don't spend that hour or two only in front of the stove preparing for us to take those first few bites and then we feel too full to be able to eat anymore. So this is a test of patience. It's a test of patience for all the menfolk out there. Can you be patient enough to allow our families to enjoy the month of Ramadan in ibadat? Or are we so selfish that we want to enjoy the ibadat and they must spend all of their time in preparation of food? It's a test for ourselves. We should check ourselves that where do we lie? Are we in the masjid that everyone says he's a pious person whilst his family members must work very hard in that time whilst he's practicing his piety so that they can prepare food for him? Otherwise, he'll be very upset. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Check ourselves before the month of Ramadan even begins. Set, you know, have these meetings with our families that this is the month of ibadah and we are going to make the best of this month through ibadah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Gosh, we could follow this checklist, Ya Sayyidi.
Ameen.
So there are some things and big mistakes that people usually would do before the month of Ramadan starts and in the month of Ramadan as well. And you just mentioned many of those points, very important points, Ya Sayyidi. So preparations of Ramadan actually commences with Rajab. This is the reality and truth, right? Not when the moon is sighted itself.
Yes.
So Alhamdulillah, dear viewers of Madani channel, we have got a very clear direction. Let's prepare as Maulana Sahib has just motivated us, inshallah. It's very, very, very important. As I mentioned to you, sabr and test of one's ego, of one's ghussa and anger, and overlooking at the things that you can overlook at. In Ramadan, sometimes you just don't want to pass, especially people who have addiction problems. Some are addicted to sugars, some are addicted to what? Nicotine. If you don't get that nicotine, you're just waiting for the time to open fast so that you could have this to satisfy yourself. And thereafter, you come into normal senses. These addictions have caused us to be away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This mihman came to your home and you are worried about those addictions. Allahu Akbar. Trust me, dear viewers of Madini channel, because of not consuming and having those addictions, people start fighting with their families. It gets all to the brain. It becomes heated. And especially in areas and countries where it's extremely hot. Heat of the stomach, heat of the environment. All of this ignites a spark and fire in the family. And then many a times we have heard of dishes flying. People take out the ghussa and the anger on the iftar. That Islamic sister spent hours preparing to feed the tummy. And then the husband throws everything to the ground and throw. Because why? Ghussa and anger. How a person is tested. Shaitan is happy. He is beating the drums. He is celebrating. Why? Because he got to man through his stomach. This is the promise he made in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. I will get to man through their tummies, through their bellies. Because why? This is what we live for. This is what we are trying to fill day and night. And the beloved Rasul has said in the hadith sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that nothing can fill the bellies of the children of Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam except for the sand of the qabr.
Allah.
The sand of the grave. This will be filled in our stomach and eventually our nafs and desires will come to an end. So control that. Ramadan came to make us, get us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ya Sayyidi, you know, there are families out there who are listening to this program right. perhaps right now, alhamdulillah. And it's nice when we flock together. It's nice when we plan together. Why is it we plan holidays together?
Right.
We plan far trips together. We plan so many things together, whether it's picnic, whether it's being with the family. Why not plan how can this Ramadan be the best Ramadan for us?
This is so important, Rasab. Actually, whenever we want to accomplish something as a family, as a unit, proper planning goes into it. And then we accomplish, alhamdulillah.
Yes.
If families want a successful holiday, an enjoyable holiday, then they'll sit together. What should we do? Where should we go? Make a checklist. What we want to carry? What we don't want to take along?
Yeah.
All this takes place. So when we want the best of the month of Ramadan, so some sort of planning must go into that as well. And why plan ourselves? Why not plan as a family? We all want to be successful. So families can sit together on mashwara. On consultation table during or before the month of Ramadan, that what are our targets for the month of Ramadan? And this becomes very motivating. Just imagine a husband, a wife, some their children, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and sharing the intentions that inshallah azza wa jalla in this month of Ramadan, I will complete one khatam of the Holy Quran. Mm. During this month of Ramadan, I'll perform all of my salahs with jama'ah. During this month of Ramadan, I will do this, I will do that. I will recite so many salawat daily. I will recite this much of Quran Sharif. I will be kind to each, to my brothers. I'll be kind to my sisters. Wow. I'll be overlooking. Subhanallah, all of these intentions can be shared. A plan can be set. We'll do these ibadat, ijtima'i ibadat together. Intentions are shared with good intentions, not to show off, but rather for motivation. It becomes motivational. Someone who didn't think, oh wow, he thought about performance of salah and he thought about recitation of Quran Sharif, but when you expressed your intention of 10,000 salawat daily, now they realize, I also want to share, I also want to recite salawat. When you spoke about sadaqat, now they've ensured that I have a certain amount of wealth, I'm going to try to give sadaqat daily from that wealth. So sharing that intention becomes
motivation.
And inshallah azza wa jal, like that, each family member will try to do their part. We try to remind each other. We start our ibadah together. We set our targets together. And under one leader, under someone who is going to guide them, that can check on them every now and then. Are you keeping up with your intentions? Are you doing well? Do you need assistance with anything? How's your salawat count going? Have you managed to cover the ajza, the paras of the Holy Quran that you plan to cover? Do you need any assistance? When are you covering it? Are you getting sufficient sleep? Are you performing your salatul taraweeh, all of your salatul taraweeh? So just this check on, this checkup from an elder family member, that leader of the family, as we discussed yesterday, that leader of the family keeps checking on people, gives the tap on the back that mashallah, the shabash, that you are doing well.
Excellent.
Gives the motivation that you keep going, and those that are falling, it's his duty to pick them up. That you're falling short here, this is how you can do things in order to actually accomplish your tasks and your goals. So inshallah, azza wa jalla, if we're planning this way and we have that leader within the family to guide us and we motivate each other, share our intentions, share our progress, etc. with the good niyyah of motivating each other and staying motivated, I'm very hopeful that together as family units, we can do well, we can reform ourselves, and we can make the best of this Ramadan. The way we make the best of everything else important, Ramadan is more important than other
things. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we have some direction, ya Sayyidi, alhamdulillah. I think I will focus a lot more on the leadership part of this. Because dear viewers of Madani channel, family without leadership is like the wheel without the center rod that we discussed in our last night's program, right? We mentioned this dear viewers of Madani channel. Imagine everyone moving in the family but without any direction. Bhai, kaha jana hai? Kaha? Kidhar ja rahe aap? So this is a very important question to ask yourself, subhanallah. So as they say now, a house with no guidance becomes a hotel, not a home. Allahu Akbar. A house without guidance becomes a hotel, but not a home. Hotel is a place where people come and go. And you want to make your home, your house where you reside and live, give it a homely environment, right? And a home is not built with the four corner walls only. It's built with planning, with discussion with your family, by having harmony, peace, sukoon, tranquility, by having togetherness, that you grow in the dunya and you grow in the deen together with your family. Why do you want to enter Jannah and leave your family behind? Hold their hands. Just as you save them from the wrongs of the dunya by holding their hands, take them into paradise also holding their hands.
Wow.
Guidance is very important, dear viewers. Very, very important. If you have children who have reached the age of puberty and this is going to be their first Ramadan al-Kareem, motivate them. It's going to be their first Ramadan. Maybe they tried fasting and now the fast of Ramadan is fard upon those children, for example. So they need motivation, dear viewers. And often it is said that you know, practice what you preach.
Mm.
Sometimes the leader is not practicing what he's preaching.
Mm.
It becomes hard for him. We understand, and that is why I mentioned before as well, Yasir, this is the concept I strongly believe in. If you really want to dedicate time to something and you want to give importance to something,
right,
you will make time for that.
Absolutely.
Agree, Mohsab, on this point?
Agreed.
For example, my plate is filled right now. I have a heap of rice on it and I'm hungry. Can I load more food onto it, Yasayyadi? Is it going to fall and dirty around?
Yes.
Likewise, our lives right now is full. From the beginning of the year, Muharram, Safar, Rabi'ul Awwal, Rabi'ul Akhir, coming all the way to Ramadan, we were busy and we had more things every single month. Now when Ramadan came, how do you add on more onto your plate when your plate is full from before?
So
why didn't a person dedicate time? Dedicate to say, well, I want to free myself completely of certain things, X, Y, and Z, and I'm going to make ample time for the month of Ramadan. I'm going to make extra time for the month of Ramadan. Because I know I don't have the time for two rakat, nafil salah. How are you going to complete one Quran?
Allah.
Making the intention is merely going to be an intention. Yes, you will get thawab for making a pure and clean intention. But really you need to accomplish what intentions you have made in your life. So the way moving forward is, mashallah, I've heard from Mulana Sahib that there were two Islamic brothers who actually take their annual leave, dear viewers. Prior to this program, I was having a discussion with Mulana Ziyad Sahib. Alhamdulillah, this is what we do almost daily, actually weekly, whenever we're going to sit in this program. Alhamdulillah, we have some discussions. And Mulana Sahib shared with me that he knows two Islamic brothers who actually would free themselves. They will take their annual leave. And one is a doctor. Imagine closing your surgery, closing your rooms, or attending to the hospital where you would work from, and say, well, this is the month of Ramadan. I want to work on myself, not on patients anymore. Imagine a person who frees himself, he takes his annual leave for his holidays, instead he spends it in ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Why make that niyyah? Is because why? I want to do something different this Ramadan. So, I understand you got bills to foot, you got things to pay, you are the breadwinner, but if you have X amount of money and wealth, you're not dependent to work for that month, you can take off from work, you can take early leave, then try to make some attempt to make this Ramadan different. This is why we are unable to complete. You will see in every masjid almost, this is a global epidemic and problem, that masajid are filled when the moon is sighted. First Tarawih namaz, mashaAllah, Imam Sahib is so happy to see. Hey, we got saf, wait, it's going right to the back. And then gradually after every salam, after each day when we turn for salam, we see, Ya Allah, one saf is lesser, and another less, another less. You come in the middle of Ramadan, we're only sitting with one, two safs. And then those brothers are now found again before the Eid. Eat kachan. This is completely wrong. If you ask those brothers, what happened? I'm too tired. I'm too busy. The day was too filled. I had too many commitments. I understand. We all understand. Why didn't you make the time so that you could complete your 20 rakat of Tarawih Salah ba jama'at with Takbir-e Ula in the masjid from day one, from sighting of the moon to the sighting of Eid kachan?
That's, Manasab, this is because of poor planning.
Because
of poor planning, that people at the beginning of Ramadan, how come they can manage to do all of that? It's because the jazba is high, the enthusiasm is high. But there's no plan of consistency.
Yeah.
How am I going to manage it throughout the month? How am I going to do it throughout the month? If we planned well, then we will ensure that we do it throughout the month. Just like how we gave the example of someone in business in peak season.
Right.
You don't find him exerting himself so much on the first day of business in such a way that by the second, third, fourth day, still during peak season, he says, shop is closed, I'm done. No, he exerts himself consistently to ensure that he makes maximum profit consistently. So too for the month of Ramadan. The entire month of Ramadan is great. If we plan ourselves, like Muransab mentioned, that we have so much on our plate, and if we're going to add more, we can't manage to add any more. Take some things off the plate every year and there. This is not necessary for this month. That's not necessary. That's not necessary until you have space.
Yes.
Now when you have space, fill that space with ibadah.
SubhanAllah. This is the way moving forward.
I've managed to free my maghrib, my asr to maghrib. I've managed to free my maghrib to isha. I've managed to knock off of work a little bit early. I've managed to take a break between for recitation of Quran. When you've taken all those breaks, you freed yourself every here and there. Now you observe ibadat. Now you do ibadat. And you fill those spaces with ibadat. The Sahaba ikram, many of the Sahaba ikram would free themselves for the month of Ramadan to do i'tikaf for 30 days. For the entire month of Ramadan. That is the purpose of your i'tikaf. Isn't it when you're doing i'tikaf in the month of Ramadan? The i'tikaf that you're doing in the month of Ramadan, you free yourself from everything worldly and turn towards ibadah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'tikaf teaches you that lesson. That if I want to indulge in the bathe myself in the glory, in the enjoyment of ibadah, I've got to leave other things aside. Agreed. I can't do them all at once. We are insan. We have two hands. We have two shoulders. There's only so much we can carry.
Allah.
Let a few things go and then carry the goodness and the ibadah.
Subhanallah. Jazakumullahu khairan, Mulana Sahib. This brings us almost to the end of the program. If we can maybe perhaps discuss for another 3 minutes more, inshallah, 3 to 4 minutes more. And if Mulana Sahib can give us, because look, we are today is the 10th, right?
Right.
And realistically, we have like almost 7 days left before Ramadan starts. They're subjected to the sighting of the moon. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, may Allah Kareem make it possible that we can do justice in the month of Ramadan.
Yes,
it's just the last 7 days. Yani, the countdown has begun.
Allah
right?
Akbar.
Each day you're going to cross because each day takes you closer to Ramadan al-Kareem.
Alhamdulillah.
What plan can Mulana Sahib share in the next few minutes as to how can we get better in the month of Ramadan? 7 day plan. Give us a 7 day plan, Yasir. Let's make it simple, inshallah.
Okay, alhamdulillah. See, in these 7 days, we need to, or 7 days, 8 days, however many right. days we have. In these days, we need to ensure that we set a few targets that I'm going to focus on many things. I have to focus on many things and I don't have that choice of, you know, isolating. But I can isolate certain things that I will work harder on certain days. So, for example, you can say my day one, I'm going to prioritize my salah in such a way that I'm giving myself the mindset, I'm going to fix my salah, whatever mistakes I made in my salah, I was making, now I'm going to remove those mistakes. I'm going to be steadfast on my salah. So you can fix your prayer and set your times, etc. for your salah. So that can be your focus of day one whilst you are doing other things as well. On day two, you can add on to that. You know, additional things. You can say that I'm going to, you know, I'm constantly making tawbah. I'm trying to remove sins from my life. But I'm going to make an additional effort now to find where is it that I might be committing some sins without realizing it. Maybe backbiting, maybe tale-telling, maybe hasad, jealousy, maybe having ill feelings against Muslims, hating Muslims, having grudges, etc. I'm going to remove these things from my heart. I'm going to focus upon cleansing myself from sins on my day two. As an example, you can switch orders of things, but you need to focus that every day I'm going to do a little bit more. On your day three, you can say, okay, I'm going to start adding on to my recitation of Quran. So whilst you're doing other things, your salah is in order, you're making tawbah and purifying yourself from sins. At the same time, now you're going to say, I'm focusing on my recitation of the Holy Quran. Daily, I'm going to be reading so much of Quran.
Right.
And start, get the ball rolling. Day four, you can say, I'm going to control my tongue a little more. Now I'm going to watch what I say. No backbiting must take place. No lies must take place. No tale-telling must take place. Day four, you could say, you can say, day five, I'm going to increase my charity. I'm going to give more sadaqat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm going to do this consistently from now till the month of Ramadan, beyond the month of Ramadan as well. Day six, we can say that we're going to reconcile with our family members. Of course, if you can do it from day one, excellent. But pay special attention to it. That is there any relatives that maybe they feel like I had some ill feeling towards them, I didn't contact them. I'm going to reconcile and I'm going to turn to Allah Azza wa Jal on my day seven. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, please open my way, oh Allah. Oh Allah, please pardon me and keep me steadfast upon all of these intentions throughout the month of Ramadan. Now someone could say, Mulana Sahib, you mentioned 7 days, you mentioned seven things you're going to work on and I forgot them. You can make your own. Make your own. Where you see your shortfalls, make your list and say, one day at a time, I'm going to invest extra efforts into bettering these things for the rest of my life. Ramadan Sharif being around about our starting point, our boost to be able to manage the next 11 months.
Wow. So this was literally a 3 minutes booster, mashallah. Mulana Sahib has given us a beautiful list, Ya Sayyidi. Really appreciate this, alhamdulillah. Barakallah, Mulana Sahib. We hope to meet next week, Monday. Same time, same place, dear viewers, alhamdulillah, on Madani channel. Remember, reform your hearts before Ramadan reforms your destiny. Subhanallah. Ramadan is here to reform everything about us. And we need to welcome this, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Remember, a changed nation, yani a changed ummah begins with the one soul being changed. And that soul and spirit could be yours. Subhanallah. So let's make this firm niyyah and intention that we want to change ourselves and have a better Ramadan that's peaceful, that's blissful, that's filled with barakah and khair, inshallah. Learn to forgive, learn to forbear, learn to overlook. Know the things that triggers your anger, learn the things that upsets you, and make this niyyah, inshallah, azza wa jalla, that I will bring a major change this Ramadan. This is the topic for today, geared before the month of Ramadan, subhanallah. Let's gear up before the month of Ramadan approaches. Until next time, dear viewers, stay good, be good, do good, wherever you are, keep reciting durood and salawat upon the most exalted Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib
sallallahu
ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah.